I'm such a douchebag.
You suck at production.
Don't touch that dial.
Average white man.
How many advantages could one person have?
I'm a white man. You can't even hurt my feelings.
Average white man.
Whoa.
Average white man.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Average white man.
Oh, welcome. This is Average White Man, as you heard in the introduction. I'm Pat Sevens. That's Roy Q. Gordon.
That's me, Roy.
I will introduce you for you. Coming up on today's show, Roy reaches a new low in his employment history. I want to kill myself over what I'm allowed to eat. But first up, unfortunately, Roy, we have a sad note on the program. We've lost someone very near and dear to you.
Grandma Gordon.
Oh, poor Grandma Gordon.
Grandma Gordon passed on. Bless her drunken heart.
Should we have a moment of silence? All right, that was good.
That was good, yeah. No, I jest, but the matriarch of my family has passed on. She was 97.
Oh, my God. So she was 97 years old?
Yeah, 97, so the longevity.
Can I just say?
Yes.
I'm impressed.
I was very happy with how long she lasted. And you know what? She lived on her own up until about 3 years ago.
Oh.
Maybe two years ago. Right. So she was one of those go-getters. My grandfather died in like 1975, so she's been alone for quite some time.
She never remarried. She never...
Nope.
So you have to go to Florida.
Yeah.
Which is your place of birth.
That is. No, it's not.
It's not?
No, thank God.
I thought you...
I was born in New York. I just was raised down there.
Oh. Well, that explains a lot for a lot of different reasons.
I was just learned down there. That's where they learned me.
Yeah, I can tell. So you're going down there. When do you... Well, this is... We're recording this, so...
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't matter what day you go.
I'll have gone down the other day, a couple days ago.
Gone down on the tip of America.
Oh, yes. That's true.
Okay. So where do you go?
I'm going down to Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Going to be there for roughly just under 5 days.
Okay.
And it's going to rain the whole time I'm there.
Is it really?
The forecast shows thunderstorms, a little thunder and lightning icon. I'm just so excited about that. But here's the thing about going down to Fort Lauderdale. I'm going to see my family again, and, well, my family is a history of drinking a lot, and this is a funeral.
Mm. Now, are they Irish?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're alcoholics by
birth. We're all alcoholics by birth, but I quit drinking not too long ago.
Yeah, you did.
Just after our first podcast, I quit drinking.
You eat like algae or something now.
Yes, that's true.
And don't drink alcohol.
No, I just pull over on the side of the road and graze for a half an hour.
You drink coffee with live lamb in it.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Lamb,
and eat algae.
Lamb's heart.
No, you've actually been eating really clean, right?
Yes.
So you haven't touched alcohol. But your family, now when we say that your family is Irish and alcoholics, we don't mean, the racist thing, your family's alcoholics. No, we mean... Your family's really alcoholics?
No.
But they like to drink.
No, they're just drinkers. They're just party drinkers, party people.
So are you going to partake?
I'm thinking about it.
I mean, when we met, you were like drinking every day.
Yeah.
Which was concerning to me because I was starting to think maybe you were an alcoholic.
Well, the interesting part was when I saw it from your perspective.
Yeah.
That's when I stopped doing it.
The first, you know,
one
step
of the
admitting
reasons.
You have a problem.
Yes.
For solving whatever it is. I forget what the fucking 12-step horseshit is. like, to this day, I still think you're kind of an alcoholic. Like, you're kind of like something out of
like
Rescue
Me. Like, I'm recovering?
Like, I'm thinking at some point during the week, you destroy this home, and I don't see it.
Wow.
Like, I never really see your wife. I'm starting to think she actually doesn't live here.
She just comes by to get the kids?
I'm starting to think you don't either.
All right, we gotta go. We gotta finish up now. Come on.
Like, we're in this basement in an area no one would check. There's shit everywhere. There's just, you have this dog. The dog pisses every time I come over because I'm pretty sure it doesn't recognize you or me. Just wondering what the problem is. So,
oh, you've discovered my ruse.
Like, honestly, there's two dead bodies upstairs, isn't there?
Oh, by now it's probably four.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad that your wife made the list, which is no good.
No.
Is your wife going with you to Florida?
No. Couldn't afford it. Kidding? We were lucky to get a flight for $279 round trip.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Unfortunately, I didn't know when it was leaving or where it was stopping until I booked it, which was kind of weird for me. I'm not used to like, okay.
Well,
so.
I leave Rochester at 8:05. I arrive in Albuquerque at 8 p.m. somehow
the previous day.
Right. We actually go around the world. There's a Bangladesh part in there. I don't know how. And then we end up in Tampa.
Yes.
From Tampa, we go to Washington, D.C. And then to Orlando, where we rent a car. And that's how we get to Fort Lauderdale.
What are you, a state senator or something?
I swear to God.
With that flight itinerary?
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Right? Terrible.
Yes, I'm going from Rochester to Fort Lauderdale through Juneau, Alaska. I figured it'd be nice for the change in temperature. Really make it drastic.
So does your wife worry about you going on a trip where you know a lot of people and you
No.
probably have a lot of history down there with...
Actually, we haven't discussed it, and I have some of the darkest history of my life is in Florida.
Really?
Yes.
Like somewhere, what?
I'm buried 10 feet into the Everglades, I think. No, you know, just old girlfriends and friends that you've had fallings outs with.
Sure, fallings outs. Out. Sure, fallings outs.
That's my Florida's coming back in droves, man. It's coming back.
It's not.
Next thing you know, I'm going to be licking a dog's ass.
Well, you might be. At some point, you know you have to speed at a ridiculous rate and probably, I don't know, have no shirt on while you get arrested and insist that that meth pipe is not yours.
Oh, shit.
It is actually not yours. It's your dog's.
I just...
How your dog has a meth pipe, no one will know, but it will come up in the news as a Florida man meth pipe dog.
Yes, just be on the lookout next week for me.
Yeah.
In the news.
That's pretty much... You're going to have your own category in FARC. Congratulations.
I got to go over to Walmart and get some more wife beaters.
Yeah, you know...
I need a whole pack of them.
You do? You need that?
You need one for every month down there.
You really kind of do. You already got the haircut going. You got the short buzz cut, so you got that going for you to go to Florida. I mean,
If I'd have known, you know, if we could plan this,
yeah.
If I'd have known that my grandmother was going to die, I could have grown a nice thick mullet.
Yeah. Thanks, Grandma. Thanks for not giving you a specific
I need
schedule.
At least 6 months. No, probably at this point, I'd need about a year to grow a good mullet.
Yeah. Well, you could just do what they do and do an implant. Like they don't do that in Florida. So do you talk to anyone from Florida really anymore?
As far as friends are concerned?
Yeah.
Not really. No.
Not anybody.
A couple of people. It's mostly family that I'm in touch with in Florida.
So no ex-girlfriends or anything like
that?
No,
I don't.
Scandal?
No. I'm not really in touch with any of those people. They wouldn't talk to me.
Why wouldn't they talk to you?
Kidding.
Why wouldn't they talk to you?
What's the
baggage? What's the history? Why can't you... Why are you, like, shunned? It seems like you're shunned from Fort Lauderdale.
Let's put it this way. The people that I'm shunned from, there's no loss there.
Okay.
I'm better off to be shunned from. Let's put it this way. One of the dudes that I am happy I'm not going to be running into almost beat my ass because I didn't buy him a guitar.
Good.
Got
these
it?
Are good people. That
you hear that? You hear?
I heard that. These are good people, obviously. How did this happen?
Okay, so this is a guy I was in a band with.
Yeah.
And he decided to smash his guitar because his wife, his 16-year-old wife at the time.
Please tell me that's true.
I swear to God.
Please tell me that. You're really not making that up.
She was 15 when we first started the band.
How old was he?
19.
For fuck's sake.
They had a baby.
Oh.
I told you I was from Florida.
Jesus Christ.
So he smashed his guitar all over the place because he was pissed off because she was like, you ain't got no time to be in a band. And so he smashed his really nice Stratocaster guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt bad for him. I'm like, well, you know, I just got this job and I'm planning on working a lot. I'll help you out to buy a new guitar. We'll put one on layaway.
Layaway.
Oh my god. I've never
got sweet new Stratocasters from Kmart. Put on layaway, no bigs.
It's the Martha Stewart Stratocaster, man. Oh, this thing is awesome. You gotta wax it every night.
Yeah, it's got flower patterns.
So?
It's fucking rock and roll.
Weed is a flower too, dude.
Yeah. God. I'm deeper than you.
Yeah, I think my biggest fear is that I'm going to get off the plane and go down to get my luggage, and there's going to be a big, 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 large woman there with a couple of dozen babies around him and a sign with my picture, and it says, Baby Daddy.
They're little Q Gordons.
Yes.
They're just lined up. That one's not even white. Shut up,
fool. I'm not Asian either.
God damn, I could play all day with that guy.
Average White Men presents The Shit You Didn't Read in a Newspaper, because who the fuck reads a newspaper? Brought to you by Thompson's Vegetable Cattle Powder. For disease of horses, cattle, hogs, and female hygiene.
So, where's the news?
Oh, you didn't hear?
Hear what? How could I hear? You haven't read the news yet.
Sorry, there's a government shutdown, so that department's closed. The news department is closed.
How do you shut down the government? Does that mean, like, there's no law? We can go out there and steal shit?
I'm not really sure. What I know is a bunch of cocksuckers get to get paid, and a bunch of people don't.
Because so. I'll go to Payless right now and get me some shoes.
Baby needs shoes. My wife needs clothes.
And you need some teeth.
I mean, that sounds good. I'm going to go JCPenney. Find me a dress.
Dress. So the fuckers shut down Congress. Let's shut down the government.
Somebody said to me today, you know what? I'm glad that there's Congress shut down. Now we just get that Senate shut down and it'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Sir.
Respectfully.
Part of Congress is the Senate. There's two parts. There's the Senate and the House of Representatives.
What about the House of Commons? The House of Lords.
That's for prissy Brits.
Oh. But you get to wear powdered wigs, of course.
You do. They ironically get more shit done than our Congress that don't wear retarded wigs.
You enjoy a good petticoat.
You know what? Honestly, at this point, I'd take that. I would take petticoats and wigs for a bunch of prissy little bastards who actually get something done. And, yeah.
So the people in Washington get our average white man finger of the day.
They can sit and spin on it.
You're number one.
That was The Shit You Didn't Read in a Newspaper, because who the fuck reads a newspaper? Brought to you by Thompson's Vegetable Cattle Powder. For disease of horses, cattle, hogs, and female hygiene. This segment owned now by the government.
Last week, in case you missed it, Chris Johnson hates fantasy football. Maybe if he ran for more than 21 yards on 18 carries, he'd like it just like the rest of us. In case you missed it, a Kenyan broke a world record for a marathon in Berlin. Surprised? No, neither are we. There's this guy rocking a t-shirt for a hooker shop, and he wanted everyone to see it. So he ran through the finish line first, and then was arrested. In case you missed it, Ravens linebacker Terrell Suggs thinks that the Super Bowl blackout was a huge conspiracy caused by Roger Goodell. Well, it wasn't. Your team just blew a huge lead and was almost left in the dark. In case you missed it, the Rangers beat the Rays 4 out of 7 times during the regular season, but Bud Selig don't care. Go play a one-game playoff to find the last team that gets into the playoffs. Makes so much sense. Rays win, Rangers go home. Series tied 4-4. In case you missed it, and in case you're hungry, a Houston restaurant is offering a Matt Schaub burger. You can pick 6 toppings. Brilliant. In case you missed it, the government shut down, and the military academies are funded by the government. No government means no games. But this is America, and we love sports. So the military sports teams still get to play their games. Gee, thanks, Pentagon. And in case you missed it, 49ers safety Dante Whitner changed his name to Dante Hittner, because that's what he does. Legal paperwork has been filed. My name is Smalls, in case you missed it.
You ever miss a piece of food so much that you just want to, like, kill yourself?
A piece of food or a type of food? Because There was one time when I was in ninth grade, my girlfriend at the time took the last bite of my cheeseburger. And I really haven't fully recovered from that.
And you smacked her across the face. Taught that little missy a lesson.
I got her in both her chins.
There's a joke about telling her twice there. that I'm not going to tell. I had this moment, and I've been having these moments. And now, for those of you who don't know, I'm a vegetarian, apparently because I'm gay. That's what I keep being told by people. And I just want to reiterate that because apparently, once again, putting meat in your mouth is totally straight.
Why don't we have an interview from your favorite gay vegan, Jesse? Is Jesse here?
Hello.
Jesse.
How are you today?
What is it like?
I'm super.
What is it like not having meat in your mouth?
It's really disappointing. I find that the more meat that you put in your mouth, the better. Especially like really meaty and big meat. I just love like a bratwurst that's been overstuffed.
Are you more, do you like the dark meat more than the white meat?
Oh, honey, of course more the dark meat. I mean, what person doesn't like dark meat over white meat? I mean, first of all, it's juicier. Second of all, it's bigger.
Do you like, what about the, what about those, now that you're a vegan?
Yes.
And you can't have any of this
course.
Meat, white or
no,
dark?
No, I like animals.
Do you like, what about those, I hear those seedless European cukes.
Cukes.
They're like 15 inches long. They're like John Holmes long.
See, what you do with a cuke, okay, is you hold them in both your hands, and you just kind of massage it, okay? And then what you do is you either, there's many holes you can put it in. You can put it in your face. You can put it in.
In your face hole?
Your face hole. And I find that the best thing to do with the cuke when you're eating it is to just down the whole thing. All at once.
Just in one gulp.
Like that. And it's just fabulous.
All right, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Bye, Jesse.
Bye.
Thanks.
So apparently that's what being a vegan or vegetarian is, according to straight men everywhere. I also have a gluten problem. Allegedly, we're having this debate right now, whether it's gluten, lactose, or if I'm dumb.
Oh, man.
All I know is that when I stopped eating gluten, my stomach stopped feeling like someone was poking it with pins, which
yep.
is great. So everything's been fine. My wife has really been fantastic. She's removed gluten from the home. She's gone gluten-free, too,
wow,
just
that's
to
kind
of support me.
Yeah.
And she's a vegan, so, I mean, she ate air, apparently, anyway. again, according to people. So not a big deal. But, see, the problem is today... My company that I work for does this lunch. It's a thank you lunch for an event we did, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they do it at Zeb's. Motherfucker. Okay.
I'll have nothing and nothing with a side of nothing, please.
It's just, and I used to love, I still remember, I don't like a lot of different meats. But I used to love a Zeb's burger.
Yeah.
I really loved a Zeb's burger. Because you get in there, you get that like pound burger that's just fucking huge, you get cheese on it and shit, and you're just whole face.
Dripping with just awesome flavor.
And your just whole face is this burger, right? And then you'd have the greasy-ass fries, and it was just the best,
get
right?
Get me hungry.
I can't eat any of that, because, again, I'm gay, apparently, and I'm a giant pussy. So, we're at this lunch.
I'm glad you separated the two, because I was confused.
Right, yes, it's very odd. So everyone's eating these burgers around me, and I'm sitting there with a basket of fucking fries. They're delicious fries, but now I'm just filled with awful starch and carbs.
Yeah.
And grease. And
not
I just
this is a tasty
for 5
burger.
Seconds today. You know what? Longer today than other days. I really just thought to myself, fuck this. I'm not doing this vegetarian thing anymore. And it's not and it pisses me off because part of the reason I did it was my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Made her very happy that I did this. It was something we did together. Well, she did, and then I joined. Willingly joined,
yes.
Of course. Mostly, I didn't want to get divorced, because that's how it felt for a while there.
My girlfriend's a vegetarian, which pretty much makes me a vegetarian.
And then, honestly, as time went on, as you do when you have a gun to your face, you adopt some policies. And so now I'm at this point where it's like, you know, I really do care about the whole animal rights thing. I really do.
Sure.
But if I start eating meat tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
all that goes out the fucking window. Because now I'm just a hypocrite. Now I'm a guy supporting animal rights and not killing animals, but I'm eating the fucking animals.
Well, you can make conscious decisions and still eat animal products.
Yeah, you can. I completely
just not
agree.
Out in restaurants.
That's part one. Yeah. Let's say I wanted to eat something that was humanely raised, organic, grass-fed, lived its whole life, died of natural causes. Right. Here's the cow. Where? Where,
Mongolia, where, I think,
yeah,
is where
pretty
you're
much, yes, yes.
You like a yak roin?
Yeah,
it's
pretty much.
Yak roin.
That's what I'm
good with yak roin.
Oh, yeah. That's like my option. Or to like buy it and cook it myself. Can't have meat in the house.
Do you have to build a meat house on your property?
I've thought about this. I'm like, you know, I'm going to have to like, my wife's going to come in someday and you know how people... Like in horror films, they have an area in their basement that's a fake fucking wall. Yeah. And they go in and there's like pictures and blood and meat cleavers. Instead, it's going to be like bratwurst in a fucking grill with some beer. What are you doing out here? Nothing.
Where's Pat? He's in the secret meat room.
I could be masturbating butt naked in the middle of my living room, and my wife would go, eh. But if I had, the minute I add a steak to that equation, I am divorced. I just don't get it. I don't know why this alleged God hates me.
You're there with three of the most gorgeous Rochester hookers.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of like fluffed off, but you got a pound of bacon in that little soiree?
No, fuck you, you're done.
You're done. You are so out of here.
No, I kid, of course, not really.
You and your colon.
I actually, and here's what's messed up, and I realize this is fucked up thinking. Okay, so when I'm done saying this, please feel free to say, dude, you're fucked up.
Okay.
But I actually believe if I started eating meat tomorrow that my wife might leave me.
Wow.
Yeah. That's fucked up. I'm telling myself that's fucked up. Because why should something like food be the defining moment in anyone's relationship? Don't get me wrong. I understand my wife's point. I can actually completely sympathize. In all seriousness, joking aside, I really do sympathize with my wife's position. I get it. I get the whole animal rights thing, and I get why she doesn't want me to eat it, and I get it. But there are worse things in the world that you could do than going to Outback.
That's true. That is very true.
Right? Like,
but if you want to compare those kind of things.
I mean...
It's like, well, honey, I could have smoked crack, but I didn't. I smoked pot. You know, or, honey, I could have stolen a Mercedes, but I stole a smart car.
You know, I mean, that's a much better option. I mean...
So it's like, well, you know, you have to think of it this way, though. Veganism is not just a choice of like, well, you know what? I like fries or I don't like fries.
It's a
religion.
It's a religion.
It is a way of life.
Yeah.
That people hold very close to themselves. So if you, I mean, jeez, it's just like going out and you know, yelling at a guy who you see blowing a guy and be like, no, you need to go kiss that girl right now. He's going to be offended.
That's interesting that you brought that up first.
What?
Blowing a guy.
Jesse, you know, he's kind of a good-looking guy. And,
well, you know. Yeah.
Always thought about it.
All this
talk of meat!
It just makes me so excited. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Because we're not religious people. So this is basically our religion.
Right.
It really is.
Pray to the God of Tofurky.
Yeah. And I get it. Again, I understand her point of view. But it really, it sucks. And what sucks more is when she knows how to beat me in the argument. It's not like I can win an argument against her, especially on this subject. I mean,
right.
Let alone any subject. She's my wife. We don't win arguments. That's how this goes.
Yeah, that's just the way it goes.
But she'll just say to me, you're just being weak-minded. I mean, think about it. You, the reason that you want to eat meat, and this is 100% true, the reason that I want to eat meat has nothing to do with when I'm at home. I don't care. It's
temptation.
Social. Oh, no, it's social.
I'm a social meat eater.
I'm a social meat eater. And when I'm in public, I want to eat me some meat.
Hey, Pat, how's it going, man?
Look,
hey, you want some of this bacon? You want some of this bacon? Come on. You know you want some of this bacon.
Is it good stuff?
Come on, it's just a slice. Just two slices, man. It's just like, it's no big deal, man.
My mom told
70
me,
calories for four slices, man.
My mom told me you're bad news. I shouldn't hang around you guys.
Come on, it's just bacon, man. Look, it's even crispy. Check it out. Look, I'll give you these four for free. And if you want any more, just let me know. Here's my beeper number.
It's really nice. My pager.
Yeah, bitch.
Shoot. Need a hookup? Dial 777, bitch.
I know how you can win this. I know how you can win it.
And I'm going to tell you, you can tell me that I'm going to be very proud of you when you tell me this. And when you do, I'm going to tell you that no, it won't work. But go ahead.
Okay. But it's going to take a lot of work.
Uh-huh.
It's going to take a lot of, the research is there.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, but you don't understand. You don't understand.
I know. She has her research, and her research will always be better than any research I know about.
Yeah, you're not. First of all, I'm not debating with a person. I'm debating with my wife.
This is true.
All right, that's part one.
Take the human factor out of it.
Part two, again, she is my wife, and she can take my balls and rip them up over my head. So, and I really like where they are right now. And the fact is, no, she's right. It's the only time I get weak with this is when I'm out with friends or out socially, and I spent most of my life as a bullied kid. So I get self-conscious about not being liked or accepted or looked at as weird, you know what I mean, in a public setting. And usually I'm okay with it, but after a while it wears on you because I get—
Shut up!
Okay.
Sorry, I just had to do that.
No, it's fine.
You're the only one I could ever do that to.
That's true.
Because I was a bullied kid too. I was a middle-sized bully kid. You were the smaller.
No, I was a fat kid.
You were I was kind of a fat. Yeah, I was a fat kid. No, I was a fat kid.
I was a fat kid.
Damn it. Anyway,
at least I had meat. Now I don't have that, and it's just awkward because I get really tired of this. So what do you eat then? Do you eat chicken? No. Shockingly, not. No. So what do you eat, like legumes or some shit? Like, I don't even know what you eat. I don't even get it.
I like the blue legumes.
I love Brooke Shields. Yeah, I like Brooke Shields there. She's pretty hot. What are we talking about? You don't eat no meat. Are you some kind of fag? Like, that's honestly, and forgive me for using Fagula? That word.
So anything that I tell you is not going to ever win, so I should just shut up.
Well, it's just, I know it's not, I've seen the research. I read like 3 articles today about the research.
Oh, okay. 3 articles. It clears it all up, doesn't it?
Well, no, it they're all valid points, but so are my wife's.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. I mean, that's just what you got to do.
And then there's a whole, well, I could just eat and not tell her. I could just eat meat and not tell her.
That's the Roy way.
It's the Key way.
Right? A little bit behind the back, a little on... You've been getting some on the side!
Honestly,
yes,
I feel like
that.
Yes,
but it's grass-fed.
I honestly feel like I could be banging 12 chicks. I'm not, but I could be banging 12... Because look at me.
12?
I could be banging 12 chicks on the side.
Are you sure it's not 12-year-old chicks
on the
side?
And she'd be like... But why? What's the problem in our relationship? I just don't understand. I could be like, well, you know, once a week I go and eat a piece of chicken. You did what?
Do you have any idea what they do to those chickens?
Yeah. And she's right. I feel bad about the chickens, but god damn, are they delicious.
Especially when you deep fry them. Yeah.
Fuck
well,
my life.
You know, good luck for you and that stuff.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
Hey everybody, it's Ryan Schofield, host of The Sco Zone. If you like sports and you hate politically correct sports radio shows, you might want to check out The Sco Zone, available on ROCpodcast.com. It's sports from the degenerate's perspective. We bet you'll love it. No, seriously, I'll bet you.
Salutations, ROC Podcast listener. I'm here to tell you about my show, The Shoot to Thrill Podcast, featuring yours truly, Marcus Cox, the fanciest newsman in all of Rochester. There's also some other people. Join us every week to hear me, Rochester's best-looking newsman, Marcus Cox, and those other people whose names don't matter, as we entertain you with lovely segments like The Creep Off and The Fancy News, brought to you by me, Marcus Cox, the most entertaining newsman in Rochester. Not some bum like that Don Elhart. Anyway, listen to Shoot to Thrill on ROCpodcast.com, iTunes, or on your mobile devices via the Stitcher app. Which is short for the word application for you lesser educated peoples.
So you can check us out, by the way. I don't know, do we do this?
Sure.
Do we do the whole where you can find us, rockpodcast.com?
That's good.
Which is probably where you're listening to this anyway.
Thanks.
Or averagewhitemen.com. Average White Men on Facebook, on Twitter, AWMROC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At hashtag underscore.
Did you see the hashtag video with Justin Timberlake and
Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon.
Where they're talking in hashtags. Hashtag awesome.
Hashtag om nom 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 nom. Gookie.
Yeah. Good you can stuff. Find us on those things.
So when you do that kind of stuff, it's fun to do radio and recording and filmmaking. And for me, I'm that kind of guy.
Yeah.
I would even do it for free.
Yes.
I would go out and volunteer my services to do radio, to do any kind of
Well, and when you're unemployed, you have plenty of time.
Yeah, you
to
have
do
a
that.
Lot of free time. I used to work for Vodka, but that's no longer good.
No.
There's been a really new recent development in my professional life, in my working career.
Mm-hmm.
I like to I figured I've always wanted to work there. Public TV, public radio, you know, you're doing good.
Can I pause?
Educational.
Can I pause you for 1 second?
Sure.
Just to ask this respectfully.
Sure.
What career are we talking about? Last time I checked, you were like working in an Arby's or something.
I don't work in Arby's. It's Tom Walls.
Oh,
Jesus.
I'm sorry. That would be an improvement.
God. You want me to bring you home a cheeseburger today?
Shut the fuck up.
So I go to, I figured I'll get into WXXI. I've applied for every video job that they have. Nothing. I've applied for radio jobs. Nothing.
Yeah. A lot of people go for those jobs.
So I go over there because they have this thing called Reach Out Radio.
Okay.
Where you go and they give it to like blind people that either they can't read and they refuse to learn Braille or something, or some people that can't move.
They're illiterate blind people.
Yes, and only their ears work or something.
Okay.
It's called Reach Out Radio. You get they apply for this little radio. It's a special radio that they get. They set it in their house, and they listen to people reading the newspaper and reading magazines, books, and things like that.
Okay.
So it's like it's like me going over to your grandmother's house and reading, the DNC for her.
So it's sort of like disabled radio.
What's disabled radio? Yes.
Kind of.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not trying to be insulting.
No,
I really mean it.
It is.
Which is kind of a neat service. If you can't see, that would suck.
You know, they didn't like my take on it. I kept calling it ignorant radio, and they were like, no, it's called Reach Out Radio. So I went there. Nice people. Very nice people. They let me audition because it's a volunteer position to go in there and read the newspaper. And it's only for a half an hour a week. Go in there. I figured, maybe I'll meet some people. They'll start to like me because I have such a winning personality. And I'd go through there and read the paper, and all would be well. I went in there, laid down my best voices for the audition. Haven't heard a thing since.
When was this?
6 years ago.
Please tell me you're serious.
No, it was a couple of weeks ago.
So 2 weeks ago.
Like 2 weeks ago, yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't shit talk them, first of all, because
I say they're nice. They're nice people. I get down on myself because I think my natural cynicism tells me that I'm going to get turned down for a volunteer position reading. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that would be your life, to be honest with you, because every job, I've never met anyone in my life that has more of a background in this type of shit that we do that has been turned away more. Like, I don't get it. Do you have like airborne herpes that I don't know about? Is there something that's like, I don't know, do you have like a Megan's Law thing going on? Do you just like molest kids? Do you have a murder record?
You always got to go down a dark road. Can't it be that?
Because
I have bad luck.
How is
or...
it that even public radio on a volunteer basis for half an hour a week will not fucking hire you? They're not even paying you. Like, wouldn't you think that would be just something you just get?
I get inappropriate. I'm suddenly inappropriate at just wrong times. I walk in, wow, that's a lovely purse you're wearing. My dead grandmother was buried with one just like that.
Please tell me you didn't really
say
that.
I mean, things like, is your other son black too? I get nervous and I don't know what to say.
You're reading the paper to blind people. And this is how the article goes. Let's see. Black guys killing black guys. No one cares. Black guys killing black guys. No one cares.
Oh, here's one. Woman stubs her toe in Pittsburgh. That's an interesting story.
Let's read that in detail. 17 black people killed by one white guy. Nah.
Yeah.
like, honestly.
That didn't happen.
No.
Where's the fact check on this? I'm not reading this.
I'm not reading this.
Yeah. It says it's very specific. You're just to read the paper and no commentary. But, it didn't say anything about no voices. So I thought it would be fine in my audition to do the voices.
Well, okay, what kind of voices did you
do? Well, when interviewed about the murder, Mr. Johnson said, "Well, you see, the man was walking down the street here, over here on the right side.
Yeah, he was on the right side. Yeah.
And he tripped down and fell on his knee and broke his tooth.
His toofus?
He broke only one tooth, not the two toofus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He broke his tooth, and then, you know, then he had himself a bad birthday.
Oh, birthday. You want bad birthday. No. I'll get him some hoes. Be good. Yeah.
So I shouldn't use those voices.
I wouldn't use that voice. No, I think that would be offensive.
And the president of Nintendo said, "Oh, so sorry. I will not make this kind of game anymore. It is very bad for the children." They just, you know, it's, again, inappropriate.
That is a little inappropriate. I'm surprised, though. I would think that they would be very grateful to have the diversity.
The diversity, and you know, it's the arts.
Yeah,
you go there and you watch, you know, ballet and opera and stuff like that.
Right.
Why wouldn't they like, you know, a one man show? Reach Out Radio.
I think it sounds great. I mean, if you were doing a story about Russia or something, or one of those related countries.
Yes, it's only, you know, not too difficult to do 30 minutes as Russian man.
That's right.
I go to Chernobyl, I buy 3,000-4,000-pound cow, I kill him, and I take home to my children.
I take home to my children and molest.
Yes.
I molest all the children.
And we take the milk, which now, after the Chernobyl, come out like cream cheese. It's very... Did you know? In Russia, cream cheese is called Philadelphia. That's what we call it. Only cost 85 billion rubles.
Most premium rubles.
Yes, yes. So, they don't like that.
I can't imagine why they wouldn't like that at all. I'm
Vladimir Putin. I have big testicles, and I like to show them to the world.
That was the news story right there. It was pretty much accurate. I thought that was spot on.
I save them time. That's all I do. I compress the story into something that's going to make sense to them and get the point across without wasting their valuable time. You know how long it takes to get up and get a donut when you can't see?
Yeah, I mean, it must be very difficult.
Why would I want to take that time away
from them? Does the dog that you have go get the donut for you?
Yes, but I never get the donut.
I don't know why
it doesn't work.
Honestly, if I was blind, I'm not making fun. I mean, honestly, if I'm blind, I'm sitting in my chair and I'm lounging on a Saturday or some shit. Don't you want the dog to, like, do some shit for other than just walk your ass around? I mean, really? Really? I have this dog. Can't you, like, make me a sandwich?
Come here, Rex. Go get the peanut butter.
Go get
the...
Oh, Jesus.
Me.
It's nasty, bro.
Thanks.